couple more minutes with Dr. Mary Ann Mason, who with her daughter Eve Mason Ekman has written about mothers on the fast track. There's a presumption that we all want to be on the fast track, but don't some of us get to define what that means?
Well, that's a good point. And writing it with my daughter was very enlightening to me as well, because she thought that I was too hidebound. I saw the world from an academic perspective, etc., and that there were many wonderful and creative things that I wasn't considering. And she's right about that in some ways, but I think even if you are a creative, as she is, wonderful, talented young person, you run into the same problems when you have children. It's not really going to be that much different, because then you won't have the time to be an artist or a writer, etc. So you still need the ability to think in the long term.
And those structural things are vital.
And the structural things are absolutely vital to it. But the younger generation, I think we should have hope, because she always says, Mom, the guys are really contributing more now. It's really more like 50%, which is wonderful to hear. She says they're committed to it, and they really care a lot. And in all the surveys you take of both men and women, they would rather have more time than more pay. And men also are very concerned that lifestyle has become very important to this young generation. Lifestyle means life balance, that work is not everything. And that's very heartening. So the revolution probably will come from the bottom, and it might come just by people voting with their feet and not staying in places that aren't treating them well in a way in which they can balance their lives.
And then you were talking about the entrepreneurial as well.
Well, that's part of it. That class requires creativity.
Yes, it is. And as I mentioned, most of the new businesses, more than 50%, are started by women, and some of them become wildly successful. Women, I notice, and I don't have records on this or numbers, so I can't be very precise, but women do a lot of the internet business too. They start internet businesses. Those are things you can do literally on a shoestring from your home and get them going, and you can have a huge market just because you've used the internet very effectively. And also, I mean, the internet and computers do allow you to have more flexibility in the workplace if the employer allows it, even when you're working for a law firm, for instance, or for the university.
I do want to just put a plug in here. Successful doesn't necessarily mean a fat bank account.
No, by no means.
Successful can be a happy family.
Right. And successful also means feeling good about yourself, that you feel that you're getting the most out of your life that you think you can.
And that you can contribute to the rest
yes.
of your family, whether it includes offspring
yes.
or not. And there is that larger...
And to the community.
And
that's
to
what
the
I
community,
was going
to
say. There's
of course.
The larger context of if we were to be paying better attention to the and everything else
yes.
than simply looking at our own children or our own lives or our own job or our own enterprise,
yeah.
that there is this larger structural issue.
Yes.
But all of that takes place in the yeast that is the larger culture to which we can also be contributing. And that's part of success.
All of that is success. And right now we have a very narrowly defined notion of success. Work harder, more and more and more, get more and more money. And I don't, of course, mean that at all. Just means doing what you can best do in this world to your best advantage and to the world's advantage.
And people like you in leadership positions really can change things.
Yes, I think that's true. And if there are more women in leadership positions, it's easier to look at the world differently. Now, this is a man's problem as well as a woman, but women are the ones who are generally more alert to considering the change.
I'm just so impressed by what you have done with the positions of both excellence as a professional and then in these leadership positions.
Well, I think no work is worth doing unless you are being able to give it back to the community in some way or another, make a difference in the world.
And you have done that. We thank you.
Thank you.
Mary Ann Mason has challenged the habits of a scholastic tradition going back to the Middle Ages. She not only proposed major evidence-based changes, she found ways to make those changes happen. We deeply respect all that she has achieved. We treasure her friendship. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.